Hi Dave, how are things?
Things are great. You tell me what you want to know, because I'm here.
So when you first heard of this event, you know that Chris has been releasing the Back in Time CDs, but when he told you that there's going to be a Commodore 64 disco in Birmingham, what did you think of that?
I thought it was very strange that people are still interested in it after 15 to 10 years, but pleased to be here because I'm seeing a lot of old friends.
I heard that Rob was the one to convince you to go here, is that true?
Yes and no. Rob wasn't going to go and I wasn't going to go. But recently we've been interested in coming over to see what the scene is like over here, and Chris Abbott has generously paid for almost everything, so we thought, why not?
Right. You're right now working for Electronic Arts, and you're about to move back to England, right?
It's not official, but I think I'm going to move back between 2 and 4 months' time.
What's the reason?
Well, to be honest, where my wife and I are homesick. We've been here for 8 years, or there, should I say. And it's like we've been on a really long holiday, and we want to go home. And the company is getting too big and too corporate and bureaucratic, and I don't like that. So I want to go back to where I came from.
So are you going to do the same thing you do today, but for another company?
Yeah, or freelance. I'm either going to go with EA, hopefully, because that would make everything easier for them and me, or I'll go to another company, or I'll just go freelance again.
Where are you moving?
It's a place called Bury, Bury, north of Manchester, where I was born, where my family and friends are. And basically I'm going to work from home, but I will, because I work only in dialogue these days, not music or programming. I will travel to wherever in the world to record and take it home and edit it, and that's what I'm doing right now anyway.
We're all here because we are fans of your music, but also we have a big passion for the Commodore 64. You have been making music for almost every computer and console that's out there, but was the C64 special in some way?
Yeah, the Commodore 64 was the first ever true synthesizer in a computer. And I was dying to get one as soon as I heard about it. And even after the Amiga with samples and everything, I still preferred working with the Commodore 64.
Do you remember much of the stuff that you did? You did a lot of tunes, right? We're looking at the covers right now, and you said you don't recognize doing Milk Rays and War Cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I believe I'm the most prolific. I'm not saying I'm the best, because I know that Rob Hubbard is the best. Martin Galway is better than me. But I'm the most prolific, which means I did the most projects on the Commodore 64 and not any other computer. I did maybe 1,000 or 1,200, four times as many as Rob and Martin put together. Which doesn't mean I'm good, because I've never said I was good. I just said I can do what it takes, and I did a lot of it. And my favourite chip was a SID chip.
And your favourite tune that you did?
On the 664?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the Max Headroom stuff. And a lot of it was covers, like Trantor for Probe Software.
Yeah.
It was good, but I didn't write it. So it sounds good, but I didn't write it, so I don't want to take the credit for that. And a lot of people like the Panther music.
How long did it take generally to work on those tunes? Because, you've got to be in one song or one tune for each day.
Well, I hate to say it, but I could take as little as half a day doing the whole thing, including sound effects, or I could take as much as 2 weeks. It depends on whether it's urgent, how much I'm being paid, how influenced, inspired. It's variable, it's hard to say. But usually a day per tune.
Which tune drove you totally insane? Which one was impossible to get together?
Electroglide was the hardest, because I didn't write it, I had to copy it note by note, and it was very complicated. But a lot of people like that, but I didn't write it, so I can't take the credit for it.
So what everyone wants to know is, of course, when are you returning to the Commodore 64 to do some more composing?
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, because A, I don't do music anymore, and B, if I did, I'd probably be writing for the GameCube or the Xbox or PS2. So that's that.
So finally, do you have any wise word for all your fans out there?
Yeah, keep listening to it. Two nights ago, I listened to every single Commodore 64 tune that I wrote that is on the internet. Every single one of them. Because I'm coming here just to be prepared. And I wasn't impressed with myself.
No?
No. And then I played Rob's tunes and I was very impressed. So he's my guru. And right now he's actually my boss. Right. Which is he's worthy of.
So what's the message to the fans?
Enjoy what you've got, because you're not going to get much more. And thanks for your loyalty.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks. This interview was downloaded from c64hq.com. And if you put 3 W's and a dot before that, you can go to our website and download more interviews from the BitLive event.